Welcome to the Blind Geek Zone, the podcast and website for geeks and non-geeks alike. You don't have to be a geek to love it here. Time for another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Here's your host, Rick Harmon.
Good afternoon, Rickster here with another Blind Geek Zone podcast, number 73, for August 15th, 2013. All right, well, hey, today we're going to talk about GW Micro's Socialize. What Socialize is an application that the people at GW Micro have written that allows you to access Facebook in a easier method in ways than either the mobile page itself gives you or the Facebook regular page definitely gives you. Both of those are usable, in my opinion. I've used both. I can use both. I've used various apps on iOS, and now I'm using Socialize as well. One of the nice things that Socialize does that nothing else I've seen, and that doesn't mean there isn't anything out there, because I'm sure as soon as I say there isn't, somebody will show me an app on iOS that does this. But what Socialize does is it presents your status timeline in order. You know, if you go out there with the Facebook app, or you go out to mfacebook.com, or just your regular Facebook page, you get the timeline in whatever ungodly way that Facebook has decided they want to implement this. And I don't understand it. I never have understood it, why it's out of order. Something about the importance of the post, how many people are seeing it and commenting on it. To me, that's just malarkey, but hey, whatever. What Socialize does is it presents this in a nice, straight timeline. There are some issues, and we'll talk about those momentarily, but it is pretty interesting. I will say at the time of this recording, I'm having some serious issues with Socialize. Hopefully these will be resolved, but version 1.0.0.156 is being reported to not work on a number of people's machines out there. Now you may say it works just fine on yours, but it doesn't here, and I have seen a number of other people starting to report the same problem, so be advised of that if you're going to purchase Socialize. It's definitely a work in progress. I don't necessarily fault the folks at GW Micro here, because honestly, you know, they're trying to shoot their shotgun at a target that's moving at 100 miles an hour. You know, it's not a stationary target. Facebook changes their API, and as you know, their app and their page layout, like we change our clothes. You know, so whatever day of the week it is, you could get on there and find something totally different. What Socialize is attempting to do is give you the same view always by using the API that's given out by Facebook for other developers to use to programmatically, say that three times fast, access the Facebook site. And it is limited and what it can do, and we'll show you some of those limitations here in this demonstration. Alright, enough of me talking. Let's get right into Socialize here.
1:30 p.m. GW Socialize logged in 7 messages.
And I have it running here. And you can configure Socialize to do some things for you, like show in your title bar how many messages and notifications and things like that you have logged in. You can also read your status line with whatever keys your screen reader uses to do that. And, okay, we don't have one here.
Denise Huffman Thompson, James Link, I'm alt space, men, X, leaving, posting, commenting, and liking as Rick Harmon 7 messages.
Okay, make sure you maximize it. It's always a good thing with the screen reader. Make sure the app is maximized. And it reads there on the status line who you're posting as.
Posting, commenting, and liking as Rick Harmon 7 messages.
And it also tells you how many messages you have. When you're in the edit field updating your status, it will also tell you how many characters you have left on Facebook and on the mobile page and other things that don't use the API. You're able to type quite a few more characters, a lot more characters actually, than you can through Socialize. So they've put a status indicator there, and it lets you know how many characters you have left of a maximum of 1,000. All right, let's just look around here a little bit. When you start the program up, you'll be in your status timeline, and you can just easily go right down through it, up or down arrow through it.
Denise Huffman Thompson, James Link, I'm at a public supermarket at Evans Town Center, Evans. Guy, http://BillBool's one of the coolest people in this world, ended up with my Logitech keyboard. Lino Luis Morales Link, I just finished day 25 of the ATU version. Lino Luis Morales Link, I just finished. Tammy Ball Link, a hug especially. Lino Luis Morales Link, as you there for. Tracy Shepard Mahoney Link, 1056. Tracy Shepard Mahoney, thank you all for. Denise Huffman Thompson, James Link, Jeffrey D. Stark, my TV arrived. Jimmy Potsam Link, keep an eye on Aaron. Tropical Storm, Jimmy Potsam Link, Jimmy Potsam, Michael McCart, Carla Rushival, Bingo Reminder, tomorrow, Denise, John Moore, Dustin, Pat, Luis, get more.
And I'm down to the bottom. You have a more command here that you can enter on.
Enter. Not selected, Luis Guerra Link, Luis Guerra, share the link. More disabled workers paid just pennies an hour investigation.
Now, what I've found that this more link does is it basically will pull up more of your status, but there's usually a gap between when you started up and the last time you've activated it. So if that's overnight, you typically don't see anything there. And I guess this is an API limitation. I sure hope that's resolved somehow pretty soon, because you only get 25 posts when you start the program up. So you can only go so far back in your status line. You can do various things with these statuses.
Luis Guerra Link, Luis Guerra, share the link. More disabled workers paid just pennies an hour. Investigations.news.com. A national charity whose executives earn six-figure salaries used a legal loophole to pay disabled workers as little as 3 and 4 cents an hour, according to documents obtained exclusively by NBC News.
You just heard is an indication that new status updates have come in, and we'll go up to the top here. But I'll show you what you can do here with this particular tweet. You can enter on it.
Enter. Message. Edit read only. Alt plus M. Obtained exclusively pay disabled workers as little as 3 and 4
and
cents an hour, according to documents.
Only field here. You can look at the particular Facebook message.
Obtained exclusively Goodwill Industries. Goodwill Industries. WH.
Download, or you can down arrow through it. If you tab around.
Tab. 0 likes read only. 0 likes link. Tab, comments, list view, alt plus C. Tab, like post button, alt plus L.
You can see who's liking it. You can see the comments. You can actually like the post.
Tab, like comment button, alt plus I.
You can like the comment.
Tab, add comment button, alt plus
L. You can add your own comment.
Tab, close button.
And you can close.
Space, status, list view.
You can also hit your application key or right click.
Applications, context menu, drop down sub menu, O, open dot dot dot, O, like L. Delete unavailable, D. Review status, R. Links, I. Filter app, F. Filter name, F. Filter keyword, F. Open dot dot dot, O.
And you see we have some filter options there, and I'll talk about those momentarily as well. Very nice options here that you get with Socialize that allow you
escape, leaving
to filter out anything you don't want to see in the status timeline. Let's go up to the top here.
Home, Denise Huffman Thompson, James Link, I'm at Launchpad 69 2.0 Augusta. Guy,
okay,
http://t.co/h72l9admgaycheck.
Oops.
West Derby, Gina Grundon, okay. Users of the Olympus DM620... dot, 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 thinking of Gina Grundon and others... dot, 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 how exactly do I charge the battery? I've plugged it into the USB port on my laptop and even tried a USB plug on my power strip / surge protector. I'm told the batteries are indeed rechargeable, but the battery level never goes higher than middle. Do I have bad batteries, or do I need to leave it for like a week to get it to high? Lol, 1:30 p.m.
Doesn't sound like that's a good sign there.
Denise Huffman Thompson, James Link, I'm at Georgia Bank.
All right. Yeah, and we just had two of those come in. Let's tab around here now. If you tab.
Tab, friends, list view, Gerard Jitch offline.
You will get to a list of your friends on Facebook.
Home, oddly flan offline.
And this can be filtered to not show anybody that's offline.
Adriana Adams offline. Alaska NFD offline. Alex Stone offline. Alexander Nelson. Alan West off. Anita Everett. Anthony Zagum offline.
Yeah, and you can just,
J.E. Janine Jenny Lineback active.
You can type in part of a name and it'll just go down through it.
Jeff Bishop offline.
And if you want to chat with one of these people, you can enter on the name. It'll take you to their wall on Facebook. Or you can hit your application key here.
Applications, context menu, drop down sub menu, S, open dot dot dot, O.
And you can open, which will do the same thing as go to the wall.
Chat dot dot dot, C.
Or you can chat.
Enter, leaving menus, message, edit,
here.
Alt plus M. Tab, send button, Alt plus S. Tab, close button. Tab, history, edit, read only, Alt plus H.
Socialize keeps a log of all of your chat histories if you desire to do so on your computer, and it will pull those up here if you have any. I haven't talked to Jeff on here before, so
blank.
We don't have anything.
Tab, message, edit, Alt plus M.
But we could type something in here, and he would see it at some point.
H-E-Y space J-E-F-F space E-A-I-S space O-N-L-Y space space E-E-S-E. Send close.
Okay.
Tab, send button, Alt plus S, space. Send button, shift tab, message, edit, Alt plus M. Hey Jeff, this is only a test.
And this is one of the issues with Socialize. Don't know if it's a Socialize issue or a Facebook issue, but I'm not able to chat right now. As you see, the message field still has the chat text in it, which means it didn't get sent out. This is some kind of bug in the chat service, either in Socialize itself or with the Facebook API. But for whatever reason, I'm not always able to chat. Yesterday, I was able to chat with people just fine. And how I know I'm able to chat is I'll get an email after Socialize logs in from Facebook that says somebody logged into my chat due to the way I have my security settings set here. Excuse me. Normally, what would happen here is when I send it, it would go up into the history.
Shift-Tab, History, Edit, Read Only, Alt plus H, Blank, Blank, Blank.
And there's nothing there. So this is another issue. And like I said, I don't know where this is happening at. You know, if it's Facebook or if it's Socialize. But something to be aware of. I've had several people ask me to review this program. I've kind of been hesitant to do so, you know, since there are certain issues. And some people have these issues. Other people don't. So I just want to give you an honest review here of how things work and how they're working for me, and you'll have to decide on your own whether or not Socialize is something that you want to purchase. All right, and we can close this.
Escape, friends, list view, Jeff Bishop offline.
If I tab again.
Tab, update status, edit, Alt plus U.
We're in a area where I can update my status, and I'll type something in here.
H I space E V E R Y O N E. Comma space R E C O R D I N G space A space D E M O N S T R A T I O N space O F space S O C I A L E Y E S space F O R space B G Z space E O D A Y period space space H O P E space E V E R O N E space S space A V E I N G space G R E A T space D A Y space space period.
And as I said, you have a limitation here due to the API as to how much you can type. If I read my status line.
Posting, commenting, and liking as Rick Harmon, 894 characters remaining, 7 messages.
Okay, and see, it tells me I have 894 characters remaining. Because what was happening is if you type too much and you send it out, it got truncated by the API.
Tab, privacy, combo box, everyone.
Alt
then plus
you
key.
Have your privacy setting here, who you want to see it. And you can select.
Tab, post button, Alt plus P.
And you can post.
Space. Tab, friends, list view, Jeff Bishop offline. Shift tab, status, list view, Denise Huffman Thompson, James Link, I'm at Georgia Bank and Trust W/.
One of the other things that happens with Socialize is your timeline updates are not instant. And I'm being told this is an API limitation. If you try to get too many updates, Facebook will lock you out. So it can take, I'm being told, anywhere up to 5 minutes. Usually it's about a minute, I've noticed here on the latest ones, and that's probably it right there.
West Derby, Gina Grunden, okay, users of the Olympus, Denise Huffman, Rick Harmon, hi everyone, recording a demonstration of Socialize for BGZ today. Hope everyone is having a great day. 1:41 p.m. Socialize.
And if I could spell, that would be great. All right, and I could...
Applications, context menu, drop-down sub-menu,
I could like this.
Enter, leaving menus, status, list view, Rick Harmon, hi everyone, recording a demonstration of Socialize for BGZ today. Hope everyone is having a great day. 1:41 p.m. Socialize.
Or I could go in and comment, things like that.
Denise Huffman Thompson, James Link, I'm at Velarde, Mexican, divorced girl, smiling, Link, texting and dating.
All right, back up to the top here. All right. And that basically shows you the status area, the friends area, and the posting area. Let's go up and look at the menus.
Menu bar, file, F.
Start with the file menu.
Menu, file menu, new .. N.
And
log out, O.
You can log out.
Exit, X.
Exit.
New .. N.
If you go into new.
Enter, leaving menus, update status, edit, Alt plus U.
You can update your status.
Blank.
Oh, I thought there were a few other things there.
Blank. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Update status. Edit. Alt plus U. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Update status. Edit. Alt plus U.
And I think basically that's the same thing as what you can do from the main page.
Escape. Status. List view. Divorced girl smiling. Link texting and date.
Okay.
Menu. View. V.
Then we have our view menu. Lots of goodies in here.
Menu. View menu. Find .. F.
We can use the find to look for friends and various things.
Me .. M.
Me will take you to your wall and will let you see various information about yourself.
Events 0 .. E.
You can see different events here that you're following or that you've set up.
Friend request 0 .. R.
Friend request. If you have a friend request, it'll show up here.
Messages 7 .. M.
And messages. It'll tell you how many you have, and that's basically the same thing as your chat. And if you go out to the Facebook page, the link messages, this will show you everybody that you're talking to there. And if I go into this.
Enter, leaving menus, messages, list view, Ashley Brumfield, 8/14/2013, 6:18 p.m.
You see each message that, the last message that was sent or received.
Gerard Jitcha, 8/14/2013, 6:17 p.m. Tammy Ball 8/14/20 Gerard Jitcha 8/14/enter
here.
Conversation list view Alt plus C Gerard Jitcha yes I do 8/14/2013, 6:13 p.m.
So when I enter into that, I can go up and down through this conversation.
Gerard Jitcha smile 8/14 Rick Harmon strange I can chat with Rick Harmon 1.0.0.15 Gerard Jitcha I am using the one that just came out today. Rick Harmon yeah that crashes Gerard Jitcha that is just odd 8/ Rick Harmon yeah okay gonna try to chat someone else
here. You used to be able, through the API, and the documentation still indicates this, that you could tab around here.
Tab, close button.
And reply. You can no longer do that. So you can read your messages here, and you have to go back to the chat area to reply to something.
Enter, messages, list view, Alt-V.
Oops.
Tammy Ball 8/escape, status, list view, divorced girl smiling, link tech, Alt-V, met me, events 0, friend request, messages 7, notifications 0, .. N.
If you have notifications, they'll be shown here, and you can enter, and then go in and read those notifications to see what they are, and then mark them as red.
Timeline .. E.
That takes you to your timeline, obviously.
Groups .. G.
Groups.
Enter. Leaving menus. Groups. List view. Garfield High School. Akron. O. Class of 826.
And this will take you to whatever groups that you're in. And I only have one. And if I enter here.
Enter. Status. List view. Alt plus S. Mike Arriga Link. Garfield High School. Akron. O. Class of 82. Garfield High School alumni. In case you missed it, this weekend is the
and
class reunion of the class of 1983.
Area.
All alumni are invited to Friday night. Mike Arica Garfield High School, Akron, O, class of 82. Attachment unavailable. Visit Mike Arica Link Garfield High School, Akron, O, class of 82. Still trying to help my underclassman pal Linda Lively dig up her hat. Mike Arica Link Garfield High School, Akron, O, class of 80. Mike Arica, Mark Simon Garfield High School, Akron, O, class of 82. Sorry it took me so long. Susan Dietz Horkler Garfield High School, Akron, O, class of 82. Just wanted to say how much I appreciated GHS these last months. Mike Arica Link
Garfield. And just goes on and on and on there.
Tab, read post button, Alt plus R.
You tab in here, you can read the post.
Tab, add post button, Alt
in
plus
add a post.
Tab, name, read only edit, Garfield High School, Akron, O, class of 82, Alt plus N. Tab, owner, read only edit, Joy Pettit Walton, Alt plus O. Tab, description, edit, read only, Alt plus D. Blank. Garfield High School was named for James A. Garfield, 20th President of the United States. The school was.
And this gives you your group information.
Formally dedicated on November 19th, 1926. James R. Garfield, the son of the slain president, gave the principal address at the ceremony. In 1966, Garfield High School became the first comprehensive high school in Akron when it opened an addition for vocational education facilities.
Yeah, and I participated in that vocational area and did vocational work there throughout high school.
Tab, members, list view, Alt plus M, not selected, Teresa Slaughter.
And then you get a list of the members.
Tab, close button.
And you can close.
Space, groups, list view, Garfield High School, Akron, O, class of 82, tab, select button, Alt, tab, close button, space, status, list view, Alt V, met, me, event, friend, messages, set, notification, timeline, groups, likes, hide offline friends, H.
There's where you can hide your offline friends.
Find, hide, likes, L.
If we go into likes.
Enter, leaving menus, likes, list view, blind bargains website.
And these are the pages that I've liked.
Micro Center Stores Computers, Akron Blind Center Inc., Nonprofit Organization, Flying Blind, LLC, Amazon.com, Retail and Consumer Merchandise. Tab, select button, Alt, tab, close, but tab, likes, list, tab, select button, Alt, space. Wall, list view, Alt plus W, or
if it's
Allison, Amazon.com, Amazon. I know you are a big Olay company, but I love you. You and your Prime make my life so much easier and less. Tab, friends, zero, zero, mutual, list view, Alt plus F, tab, edit, read only. Tab, post button, Alt plus P.
And you can post to their wall.
Tab, chat button, Alt plus
C.
Tab, close button.
And you can look at their status updates or close.
Space,
here
status, list view,
well.
Divorce girl smiling link, texting and dating. Doesn't anyone ever call anymore? HTTP view V, tools T.
Okay, and in tools you only have one thing.
Menu, tools, menu, options,
and
dot,
your
O.
Options,
enter, leaving menus,
a
list box, general.
Dialogue. And gives you various options here with the program.
Tab, run GW, socialize when Windows starts, checkbox, tab, minimize on close, checkbox, not, tab, warn me before exiting, checkbox, not, tab, include profile images requires restart, checkbox, not checked, Alt plus I.
And I know you used to not want to include profile images because they slowed the program down a lot, and I see that's unchecked now.
Tab, include my post, checkbox checked, Alt plus N.
You can include your posts or not in your status timeline. I choose to include mine just so I know they get out there.
Tab, include notification, message, event, and friend request counts and title bar, checkbox checked, Alt
yeah,
plus C.
There's the setting where you can put all that information in your title bar.
Tab, reset setting, tab, save button, tab, close button, tab, speech list, messages, tab, include read messages, checkbox checked, Alt plus I, messages.
And I've changed some of these settings. It doesn't, by default, include your read messages in your message area.
Tab, use standard edit boxes, checkbox checked, Alt tab, reset settings button, Alt tab, save button, Alt tab, close button, tab, speech list box, notifications. Tab, include read notifications, checkbox not checked, Alt plus I. Tab, mark notifications as read when open, checkbox checked, Alt plus M. Tab, display pop-up when status messages arrive, checkbox not checked, Alt plus D.
Yeah, and you have the options here to get pop-ups on these as they come in. I don't do that here, but you can if you choose to do so.
Tab, include my own updates when notifying, checkbox checked, Alt tab, reset settings button, tab, save tab, close button, tab, speech list, sounds. Tab, use custom notification
yeah,
sounds,
and
checkbox
you have various
not
sounds
checked,
you can
Alt
set
plus
up
U,
in
sounds.
Here. You can use theirs or you can use custom sounds of your own making if you want.
Shift tab, chat. Tab, credentials, username, read only edit, Rick L. Harmon, Alt plus U, chat.
You have to sign into chat.
Tab, password, password edit, Alt plus P.
So you have to give it your password. It puts the username in automatically, but for whatever reason, it doesn't know your password. Of course, I guess that's because you give it to Facebook and not to socialize itself. So you'll have to do that here in order to chat. But I have done that, and like I said, more often than not, I can't chat with anybody.
Tab, history, save chat histories, checkbox checked, Alt plus
by
S.
By default, that's off. You can check that as I have, and that'll come up for you automatically. It saves that on your computer.
Tab, open chat histories button, Alt plus O.
Yeah, and you can get to them here if you want by pressing the button, and it'll take you out to the folder.
Tab, include timestamps, checkbox checked, Alt plus Tab, reset settings, tabs, Tab, close button. Tab, speech hotkeys.
You can set up hotkeys for the program.
Tab, main window, read-only edit, Alt plus Control plus S, hotkeys. Tab, set ... button, Alt plus Tab, new status, read-only edit, Control plus Win plus N. Tab, set ... button, Tab, reset settings button, Alt plus Tab, Tab, close button, Tab, speech list box, hot filters.
And the nice feature, as I said earlier, you can filter out all kinds of things in your timeline that you don't want to see. If you don't like posts from somebody, instead of unfollowing them, you know, or unfriending them, you can just choose to filter their name out. You can filter various apps out there like Farmville, things like that that you see that you don't want to participate in. You can filter by app. You can filter by keyword. And so on and so on.
Tab, filters, list view, not selected, Farmville app checked, filters.
And when you go in here, you have the list of things that you're filtering.
Stephanie Mahan name checked. Ming Chung name checked. Michael Babcock name checked. Mood detector app checked.
And these are some things that I'm filtering. Not necessarily because I don't want to friend them. It's just, in some cases, it's just don't care about what they're posting about more often than not. So if you saw your name listed there, it's certainly nothing personal.
Farm Epic app checked.
And there's an app.
Photo keyword checked.
There's a keyword. You can filter by keyword. I filter out photo.
Photos keyword checked.
Photos.
Joyce-Ann Whitney name checked.
That's another one, another person. And same thing. Just don't care about what they're posting about typically, but nothing personal again. If you see your name here. Okay, we're down to the bottom of the list.
Tab, add ... button, Alt plus A.
You can add keywords here. You can also add them. I'll show you how on the status line as well here in a minute.
Tab, edit ... button, Alt plus E.
You can edit.
Tab, remove button, Alt plus R.
You can remove someone here.
Tab, import ... button, Alt plus
I. You can import and export these. You can save them out to the computer, so if something happens to your social eyes, you can get your filters back quickly by importing them.
Tab, export ... button,
same
Alt plus
here.
E.
You can export, save your filter list out to the computer to save it.
Tab, reset settings, but tab, close button. Speech list box, filters, speech.
And our final tab is speech.
Tab, speak program messages i.e. logged in / logged out checkbox not checked, Alt plus S, speech.
And you can have this announce your friend's status, you know, updates. They come online, go offline. I choose not to do that here.
Tab, speak incoming status messages checkbox
not
checked,
Alt plus T. You can speak incoming status messages automatically.
Tab, speak incoming chat messages checkbox not checked, Alt plus T.
You can speak incoming chats automatically. I choose not to do either of those either.
Tab, reset settings, tab, close button, escape, status, list view, divorced girl smiling, link texting and dating.
And you have a help.
Menu, help, H. Menu, help menu, documentation, D.
You can get documentation here.
Activate unavailable, C.
Social Eyes is not free. It's, let's see, it was $25 a year as an introductory offer. I don't know if that's went up to $50 a year yet. You have to purchase that from the GW Micro website.
Activate unavailable.
So you can activate this on, I think, up to 5 computers per license. And here you would activate it. I've already activated, so that's not there.
Deactivate E.
You can deactivate a computer, give it back your activation key so you can go put that somewhere else if you need to.
Check for updates H.
You can check for updates. Updates are very painless as long as they don't cause a problem to the program like is happening here. You can either check for them or when it starts up and every so often it will just automatically check. If it finds one, it downloads it, installs it automatically, and tells you to restart the program to begin using it. If you have a problem like I am here with the latest version 156, what I've had to do is when it updates it every day, I have to go into programs and features here on Windows 7. You go into add, remove programs on XP. Same thing, Vista and Windows 8 programs and features. Find Socialize. As far as Windows 7, 8, and Vista, hit your application key, enter on the remove change, dialog will come up, radio buttons in it. If you need to revert back, select the revert back to the previous version, and in that case here it takes it back from 156 to 155, and then I'm again back in business. And so don't remove it. There's no point in removing it. You can revert back a version if you have a problem. That seems to work here. And keep that in mind.
About dot dot dot. Hey.
Then you have your about, and about tells you the version number, tells you your Windows, your socialized serial number, your how long it's good for, and that when you purchase it, you get a year at a time. So it'll tell you when your expiration date is.
Documentation, D.
And we wrap back around.
Escape, help submenu. Escape, leaving menus, status, list view, divorced girl smiling, link texting and dating. Doesn't anyone ever call anymore? http://.
All right. And like I said, if you want to filter something, it's real easy here in the timeline.
Applications, context menu, light, delete unavailable, review status, links, I. Filter app, F.
You can filter by app. Say a status post is from, say, the Farmville app. You can just enter here, and it will automatically filter by whatever that app name is.
Filter name, F.
If you filter by name, it will filter whatever particular person's name you're on for their status, and you won't see any of their statuses anymore.
Filter keyword, F.
You can filter by keyword. You enter here, you just get an edit field. You type in the keyword you want to filter, like photo or photos.
Open dot 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 O.
And that's about it.
Like L. Delete on the review status R. Links I.
Links here. If you you got a link that you want to go to in a status, you would hit enter here on links and choose the link, and it will take you to that page.
Filter app F.
And
escape, leaving menus, status, list view, divorced girl smiling, link texting and dating. Doesn't anyone ever call?
And basically, that's all there is to it. It's a pretty straightforward, simple app, and has some issues here as far as I'm concerned. I definitely advise caution if you're planning on purchasing this. For a lot of users, it works just fine, but be aware there are lots of issues being reported on the GW Apps email list, and that's where you go to get support for the app. If you do purchase it, there is no phone support. You can only get support via the email. So keep that in mind as well. All right. And you don't see a lot of things in the status line here on Socialize either. Like if somebody likes somebody, you don't see the ads, you know, the sponsor ads, things like that, which most people will say are good. You can't currently administrate your pages that you've done. Like I have a BGZ page here. I can't get to it through Socialize at all to do anything with it, which I would love to be able to do. And I guess that's an API limitation, I've been told. But other than that, when it works, it works very well. It does get better every version, so you know, hopefully, you know, they'll be able to weed out some of these bugs. And like I said, I don't think all of these problems are of their own making. I think a lot of these problems are simply the fact that Facebook changes their API and their pages, you know, every other hour. So. Alright, well hey, hope this was educational and entertaining and you got something out of it. Maybe you'll decide to go out and purchase Socialize, and maybe you won't. Alright, let's see, what else do I have today to wrap up with? Oh, a couple more website changes. A lot of people have been asking for the Goldwave scripts and how to get to them. Those pages went away on the Phase 3 update of the website here recently. And we're trying to figure out how to get those into the resources section of the website. Okay, so yesterday, thanks to Justin Romack, we finally got that final little problem solved. We have a docs and apps section now on the resources page. Go to that, and you can now access the Goldwave scripts. Haven't added anything else there, but that is as well as the links on those pages is user contributable. So if you have something that you think others would like and you'd like to share it, you know, some kind of documentation or an application of some sort, you can upload it, and with my approval it will show up there. Please do not upload anything that is illegal, is copyrighted, you know, things that we would not be allowed here. Same thing with podcasts. I've had some people sending me podcasts from other contributors, and they've not gotten permission from that person to post here on BGZ, and I've been asked to remove a few things. So also, you know, if it's not yours, if you've not recorded it, don't just arbitrarily send it up here without getting somebody's permission. You know, some people do, you know, like myself, I do appreciate people wanting to share my information, but, you know, don't post it up on your own website without my permission first, because, you know, this is technically everything I do here is copyrighted by me. And if you upload something to BGZ, you know, it's yours, it's copyrighted by you. And we don't necessarily want you taking it and putting it somewhere else without permission. So be aware of that before you send up anything as well. All right, that's about it for this time. Thanks for listening. And I'll be back again real soon with another Blind Geek Zone podcast.
Thanks for listening. For more great podcasts like this one, check out the Blind Geek Zone at www.blindgeekzone.net.